True Crime Radio is brought to you by DBI Media, FetLifeRadioStation.com, and Prison Production. This episode is produced by Joey DeVille, Dawn Michelle Chamberlain, and executive producer, Pulitzer Prize winner, Suave Gonzalez.
Suave, suave. Que pasa? What's up, what's up? How you tonight?
I'm good.
You're good? Good to see you again. I'm glad to be back. You know where I am. Been doing a lot of thinking about the last time we talked. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to really, really talk about some things. You know why? I didn't realize how much I needed to get out and talk about it. It really feels good to just free myself from some of them things. Like, remember the monster I was telling you about? Like, that right there was just, it was a big release, my man. And you know what? I think that it's important to go even deeper with the monster. You think, is that all right? Do you think they want to hear about this? You think people would want to, like, know about the monster? Because, like, I'm pretty sure it's other people that may have a monster that visits and they're not really identifying with what it is. And I just want to help people understand the monster. You think that, you know, you want to hear about it, Swab? I mean, you want to hear?
I think most people deal with a monster on a daily basis. They just don't know how to identify it. You know, in our community, we haven't been taught to identify the monsters, you know, so we can't really identify them. That's why we get fucked up in the process. That's why we end up doing stupid decisions. That's why we end up dealing with all types of addiction and substance abuse.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how to identify that monster. We don't know how to pinpoint to that demon. It's taking over our inner soul. So we just let it fester in there. And by the time we know how to pinpoint it, it's too late. Because now it controls our everyday environment. So, you know, tell us about that monster. Tell us. Tell us about that monster that had you doing dumb shit. Tell us about that monster. Yeah, dumb shit.
Tell us about that monster.
That's
right. You're absolutely,
you know,
right.
That you carry on your shoulder that made you feel like if you don't do certain things, you wasn't worth it. You know, because a lot of time the monster come in different forms. We just don't know how to identify. Tell us about it.
Well, monster, like I said before, was pretty much with me every day. And like you said, the monster is so much a part of you that you don't even realize that there's a fucking monster, if that makes sense. You know, you become that monster. Like, those spirits and those demons are in you and on you, and you're acting it out. Like, let's talk about the monster of neglect that showed up in my life.
The monster of neglect.
The monster of neglect.
So, I mean,
the monster of neglect.
Like, I heard of many monsters. I just never heard about the monster of neglect. What that monster of neglect looked like.
So, my monster of neglect showed up in my parenting, in my relationship, in my domestic responsibilities, in my, believe it or not, my financial responsibilities as it relates to, like, managing the household and There was a time where the monster even showed up in my appearance at some points in my life. When it comes to parenting and that neglect monster, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't like the best parent in the world. Everybody thinks they're great parents, especially when I was heavy in that criminal lifestyle and money was rolling in and I was able to shower my children with gifts and take them places and just bye, bye, bye. But really, that was a bunch of bullshit, Slob. Like, that was bullshit. Like, really, the monster of neglect was present. And so I was using that, the gifts and the monetary stuff, to make up for me and my presence. I was neglectful to my children in a way that I was emotionally unavailable for them. So I was emotionally unavailable and disconnected as a mother because I was caught up in my lifestyle.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So you saying you was disconnected from your children? Did you go to their baseball games?
Every now and then I would show up to a game or a rehearsal. I had other family members and friends helping with them, like taking them there, picking them up, or I would buy the tickets and, you know, gift them to a relative and they would go and attend. And sometimes if I did make it, it would be at the very end or at the very beginning, and then I would leave out. But in fact, me buying the tickets and sending somebody else, that was a form of neglect, and I didn't see it.
No, I know what the fuck it was, right? What I don't understand is, how could you, you know, a successful woman getting that money, chasing that bag, will put a bag before giving your children attention? How dare you?
Well, I didn't realize that that's what was going on. I thought I was doing a great job.
You thought?
I didn't realize that neglect was actually present. And that's what I was doing.
Who the hell told you to think? You thought.
That's what I thought.
I mean, whatever happened to your mother instance, you know, how would you feel if you was a kid and you was neglected like that?
I didn't know that's what I was doing, man.
You ain't know.
Ain't
nobody check you?
No.
Your man didn't check you? Like, yo, no. What the fuck is you doing with our kids?
I can't remember.
What type of time was you on?
That's part of the neglect. I tuned people out. I was emotionally disconnected, even with my man, with my siblings, with friends. I just was disconnected. I neglected people emotionally. Like, I was not available.
You ain't neglect that bad.
That's the only thing I gave attention to, Swan.
Greedy.
That's the only fucking thing.
Fuck you.
I
greedy.
Gave attention to.
You greedy.
Yeah.
So,
greedy.
So do you consider yourself a bad mother? Hello? Talking to you.
I'm fucking here. Like, what the fuck?
Fucking here. Why is you cursing at me?
Like,
what's wrong with you?
You're gonna fucking ask me if I think I'm a bad mother?
Yeah, I'm fucking you asking you.
Why the fuck would I say
you know,
that?
Like, you know why?
Who's gonna say that they were a bad mother? Like,
you are.
I wasn't the best mother that I could be.
You gonna admit to the world that
I wasn't the best mother that I could be.
So if you wasn't the best mother that you could be, then you was a bad mother.
No, I wasn't the best mother that I could be.
So what was you? If you wasn't the best, then you was the worst.
I wasn't the best that I could be. Were you the fucking worst father? Your motherfucking ass sitting up in the jail cell. You weren't the fuck there. Were you the fucking worst father? No.
Absolutely.
No, you weren't.
Absolutely.
No, you weren't.
Because
you still were a father. You still did the best that you could do, right? From your position.
I thought
that I was doing the best that I could do with that time.
This ain't about me.
I didn't fucking know that the fucking monster was there, Swah.
Well, it's the monster there now?
I wouldn't
now?
Think I was a bad mom. I thought I was the best fucking mom in the world at that time.
I smell some hostility in your voice. Is the monster there now?
Just now.
Is the monster there now?
No, the monster's not present. The neglect is no longer a part of my life.
Are
that
you
monster
sure?
is gone.
Are you sure? I mean,
I'm positive.
Because you sing like you want attention all the time.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No?
No.
You don't come across like that?
Hmm?
You don't come across like that?
No.
No.
I'm not taking attention away from my children.
You got a fucking monster in you right now that you think you got rid of, but you don't. That monster live in you. You are that monster.
I've been delivered from that swab.
Yeah, sorry. Prove it. Prove it.
Sorry.
Prove it.
I can't prove it to you. I don't have to prove it to you or anybody else.
No, you have to prove
it. The only people that
if you're talking
deserve
that,
my...
If you're talking that big, heavy
my,
stuff...
They deserve my proving or forgiveness or, you know, acceptance, it would be my children and my family that were victims of that monster. And that's been done. That's been identified. I made amends. They've forgiven me. And I've been delivered from that.
Oh, you've been delivered from that. But you know what?
So I know that.
Like, that sounds like a sack of shit. You know what?
No, whatever.
You know why? Because you can't run.
Let's hear.
You can't run from that monster.
You're not running from the monster.
No, I know I'm not. I know I'm not running. You running
from
it.
And you're getting from. That's been removed from me.
Oh, yeah?
Once I was identified what it was.
So why are you getting angry?
I'm not angry.
You are angry.
I'm not angry.
You can't even look me in the eyes.
I don't need to look you in the eyes.
Yes, you do.
No.
You can't even look me in the eyes.
Mm-mm.
You can't even look me in the eyes because that monster is telling you what to do.
No.
That monster is right now is controlling your mind. Controlling your brain. Look at you. Shaking.
I'm not.
Rubbing your face.
Mm-mm.
Your hands are shaking like a crackhead. Yeah,
please,
I seen your kind. Please, I seen your kind of monster. I got something for your kind of monster. Bad mom.
Please. And that, what you just did, what you just heard, people of the world, is the attack of those monsters. Like that, what you just heard. Suave doing, like, that's what the monsters did to me. And that's how they kept coming back. That's how we were able to keep getting back in. They were harassing me, bullying me. They were manipulating me. And they kept showing up. Kept showing up to the point where I just felt like I couldn't win. It was just like you were saying, like, you're still a bad mom and they're not going anywhere and they're still around, and that's what they were doing to me. And it takes its toll on you. Like, it really has control over you. These monsters will have total control of you.
So if you had to put a label, a name on that monster, what would you call it today?
I would still call that particular monster the neglect, the one that neglected and just didn't care. I would also say that it commingled with the selfish monster.
So,
monster that was there as well.
Do you think that women around the world today know how to deal with their monsters?
I don't think they do.
You don't think they do?
Not all of them, no. Because the monster is so conniving and diabolical and slick.
Well, name me three monsters that young ladies out there in the world that they should be aware of.
You have the monster of low self-worth. You have the monster of promiscuity.
Oh, expound on that.
A lot of these women are out here being fast, giving pussy up.
Ho.
Giving sex up quickly.
Ho, stop. Giving pussy up in what way? I mean, to their husband, to their spouses, or, you know.
Giving it up.
So when a monster,
because even if you're married, that doesn't mean that you have to have sex every single day. But promiscuous means somebody that's engaging in sex quite often, usually very rapidly, without thinking, irrationally involving themselves in sexual encounters. And usually when people do that, it's for some kind of attention or gain, something that they're lacking, that they're getting when they feel like, when they do these intimate things with that person.
I mean, let me
ask you. That's the reward that they're getting, but it's,
let me ask you,
it's a trick from the monster.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
When you was out and about in the game, committing crimes, you know, getting that bag, getting that good bag of money, did you have that monster that made you give up some pussy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? How, you know, explain that. You know, and when you was giving up that pussy, right, did you felt like you was doing something bad? Did you feel like you was cheating on your significant other?
Well, like I said, it was that, that monster promiscuity. Adulteress, right?
Okay, I want to hear more about that.
So she...
I mean, because those are words, right?
I'm going into it if you let me talk.
Get into it.
You shut the fuck up and let me do the interview. You want my pussy? You want the interview? You want to tell me about my pussy?
I mean, no.
Do you want to tell me about my pussy?
Well, I can't.
Let me talk about my pussy.
I can't because I haven't get it yet.
You don't have one. You're not.
I haven't get it yet.
You're not. You'll never will.
Never will?
No.
Sure.
Positive.
Not even if you get that monster?
Never. The monster's not coming back.
Dang.
This shop is closed.
The shop is closed. So what is going to take to get it open?
Nothing. It's done.
Nothing.
It's done.
It's done.
That's over with. It's in my past.
You sure?
I've been delivered from that.
You sure you ain't got that monster in you right now?
Nah.
I think that monster telling you to get naked right now.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Nope.
But you know what? If you do, I wouldn't want it anyway.
I'm glad.
I wouldn't want it.
I'm glad. You don't want it. Trust me, you don't.
Nah, I do.
You don't want it? Nah.
But I want it in my terms.
No. Well, that ain't happening.
I don't want it in no monster terms. It's no fun.
That ain't happening.
It's not fun.
Mm-mm.
You know, plus I don't think it's that good anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It ain't yours to think. It ain't yours to think.
So tell me, when these chicks out there get into that monster of giving up that coochie, right?
Right.
What is that like? Is it a way to manipulate the man you come across?
You can use it to manipulate the man and gain power. You use it to get attention. You know. Like I said, that monster of promiscuity, that monster of adultery that was present in me, I did it for those very reasons. You know, I wanted to, you know, get leverage in a situation or a business situation. I would use sex and use my body to, you know, lure the person in, knowing that most people are weak to attention and sex. I use it as a weapon. I use it as leverage, you know. I can get whatever I want. It was power for me.
You can get whatever you
want. I can get whatever I want.
Was it good?
I can get whatever I want. Was what good?
I mean, you're coochie. I mean, if you go get whatever you want.
Of course, I believe that my sex game was good. Of course. If I use it for power, yeah. Of course, I believe it was good.
Did you believe that, or were you messing with some plug-ass dudes?
No.
No?
No.
I think you're lying.
You think I'm lying at what?
I think you're lying. I think you was messing with dudes that was walking around with their own demons. You know. So listen, let me ask you this, sis.
Everybody, a lot of people have demons, you're right.
I know, but let me ask you this.
What's that?
When you was opening up your legs and giving it up, right? What was the satisfaction in that? You know, was it emotional? There was some emotion.
There was no emotion.
No emotion.
No. It was all for greed, for gain. Like I said, either to gain power, gain some kind of monetary incentive, position, a business opportunity, ego boosting, a trophy. If it was a motherfucker that was high on the pedestal, I mean, I just felt like playing and taking them down. I would do it because I could.
Yeah, you ain't discriminate, right?
Nah.
So you did everything.
I didn't discriminate against race.
Damn.
No.
What's your body count?
I couldn't tell you.
You couldn't tell me? 20? 30?
I couldn't tell you.
30? 40?
I couldn't tell you.
50?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, no, you could tell me. You just don't want to tell it.
I couldn't tell
you.
You
don't want nobody to know what that monster made you do.
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
what it is. That's what it is.
No.
You don't want nobody
How many,
to judge you.
What's your body count?
Oh, me?
Yeah. What's your body count?
I really don't have a body count.
What's your body count?
I don't. I got a cemetery, but
what's your body count?
I got a cemetery, but I don't have a body count.
What's your body count?
Well, you know, if you
exactly.
think, if you think you're gonna use your monster to humiliate me,
exactly.
Because
what's
I was,
your body count?
Because I was in prison for 31 years.
Yeah. So what's your body count?
And I ain't had the luxury.
What's your body
I ain't
count?
Had the luxury to be running up in these
it's not
monster chicks.
It's not a luxury.
You know, because for real.
It's not a luxury.
For real, who want to run up on a chick with a monster? You know, if I want to make love, I want to make love with somebody, you know, that it means something.
Oh, blah,
running
blah, blah.
Into,
you want to make love. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you were in jail. That corny shit.
Really? Really?
That's corny shit.
Yeah, but you're the same chick. Right, you the same chick that walk.
I'm telling you, if a girl has a monster like that, you talking that corny shit.
You,
corny
yeah,
shit.
You the you same
would be,
chick.
You would be the perfect victim to a monster.
Oh, victim to what? How?
A monster.
How
with
so?
That way? Oh, I'm gonna be romantic, and they would fucking take you. That monster would take your
so,
ass.
So, were you taking people under?
Yes. I just told you.
Explain
that. I would
that.
Take advantage. I would manipulate them.
Explain that.
I would use sex as a weapon. It was power. I could manipulate, gain control, mind control over someone, and get things from them that I needed.
So you could manipulate mind control?
Yes.
Try that shit with me.
Never. Not interested.
Why?
Mm-mm.
I know why.
Why? Why, Swami? Tell me why.
You don't want that monster.
What
I like
monster?
It. You don't know. My monster. Because men do walk around with monsters.
I don't
monsters.
Want them demons on me. No, I don't.
You don't want them demons on
no,
you
no,
or in you.
No, I don't
want to
transfer none of that shit.
You don't want them demons on you or in
all
you.
On me, in me, none of that.
Yeah.
Because when you lay down with a person, you're transferring. It's a soul transfer. It's an exchange.
You know, I think there are a lot of pretty women out there. You know, and you are pretty.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean,
I try.
You got something going on for yourself.
Appreciate that.
Right. But I think that a lot of y'all full of shit. I think a lot of y'all don't want to address what really is bothering y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of y'all suffer from this thing called low self-esteem. I think a lot of y'all don't have a sense of what beauty really is. So y'all got to decorate yourself with all this makeup. Y'all got to decorate yourself with all this fake shit, right? But then you want to sit there and tell me you want a real nigga. I want one of them 100% dudes, but everything on you is fake. You know why? Because that fucking monster still control who you are, how you should talk, how you should dress, who you should date. You know I'm telling the truth. A lot of y'all pretty ass women don't know how to deal with that monster. Y'all really don't. You know why? Because y'all still carry that monster. There's no such thing. I'm going to let the monster go. I'm not that person. You know what you sound like?
No.
You sound like a broke
you
ass.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You sound like a broken criminal.
No.
That's been given a script by the Department of Correction. And you're reading off that shit. Oh my God, I am rehabilitated. I'm not the same person that I was 20 years ago.
I'm not.
You know what? You are.
I'm not.
You are. You're just making better decisions
no.
today. You are. You're just making better decisions today.
No.
Right? So when
those spirits and yes. those monsters that I'm speaking of are gone.
Gone.
And do not let anybody, for those who are out there listening,
yeah.
because we're here having a conversation, right? This is edutainment, what we're doing right now, but I don't want y'all to be confused because what's going on is he's going back and forth. And that's what happens in my mind. And I'm sure that happens in other people's mind. That monster goes back and forth.
So confronted.
And he's trying to take me down. Like, you're trying to tell me that I haven't changed, that I'm the same person, that I haven't been rehabilitated, that those things are lies. And that's not true, but that's what the monster does when they try to come back. But once you're done with it, you're done with it. I'm done with that. Promiscuity, adultery, not valuing myself.
Tell us about your adultery life. Tell us about that.
My adultery life involved both the monster of adultery, the monster of promiscuity.
Tell us about
the monster of low self-esteem and not valuing myself.
I mean, did you
all those things? So I was a married woman, Slav, and I was out dating and living my life as if I didn't have a husband. Like, if I was still single, I was literally out, you know, giving my number out. Now, back then, we didn't have cell phones, so this was over a time span, right? You know, I was still giving out my number, still going on dates, still engaging in sexual activity with new friends, still, you know, looking and searching for companionship and looking for love and attention more and more. And also the monster of greed was there as well, too, because I just wanted more. I kept thinking, no, it's got to be better. It's got to be more. It's got to be more. I was never satisfied. I was never satisfied. I would look in the mirror and be like, it's got to be something better. And I just didn't think I had enough. So this is all the monsters ganging up on me at once. And I'm acting out. And I'm going to take you back further. And you know where that came from? From me getting the shit beat out of me by my fucking mother.
How often your mom beat you?
It was all the time. It was constant. And like I said, when my father was heavily in his addiction.
Hold on, we're not going to get to your father.
No, I'm telling you, when my father was heavy in his addiction, the beatings got worse for my mother.
That was another episode of Get Your Shh Together featuring Dawn Michelle Chamberlain. Tune in every week on FetLifeRadioStation.com or go to all platforms. We appreciate your support and we hope to see you next week. True Crime Radio is brought to you by DBI Media, FetLifeRadioStation.com, and Prison Production. This episode is produced by yours truly, Joey DeVille, Dawn Michelle Chamberlain, and executive producer, Pulitzer Prize winner, Suave Gonzalez. Until next time.